Well, spring has sprung, so let's welcome Kevin Frank back to MSU Today. Kevin is an MSU Extension Turf Specialist and an Associate Professor in Michigan State University's Department of Plant, Soil, and Microbial Sciences. Kevin, happy spring.
Thank you. It's fine to maybe finally get to some spring weather.
So I like to ask you, every winter is different. Seems like this one was easy, early, harsh, late, but what kind of winter are we coming out of, and then what challenges is that presenting for the spring?
I think overall it wasn't too bad because, like you said, it took a while to arrive, and then we suffered through, what, mid-January through, I don't know, mid-March at least, I mean, with cold weather. But throughout most of that period, especially kind of in the lower part of the state, I mean, there wasn't consistent snow cover. I mean, you know, I played golf over the Christmas holiday and New Year's, I think, even, and so there's no snow on the ground. So the reason that has some impact for some of the turf is that some of the different snow mold that you might even see on your lawn generally requires some pretty good snow cover, especially for the gray snow mold, which we usually don't see in this part of the state. Certainly as you get further north and then into the UP, you can certainly see more of that gray snow mold type of disease, because typically they'll say about 3 months of snow cover, which down here we haven't had anywhere close to that. So when I've looked at some of the turf so far, is, you know, we've gotten rid of the snow in the last week or two. I haven't seen a lot of snow mold. Doesn't mean the typical areas aren't going to look bad, you know, near the street where the snow plow has been piling the ice and snow and salt and dirt and everything else. That typically looks kind of bad coming out. But overall, I would have to say that the winter probably was fairly friendly to our turf grass.
So, Kevin, as you like to remind us when we talk, the fall is really the best time to fertilize and get things ready for the next season, but people love to get out in the spring and do things too. So maybe two answers. What should someone do who did fertilize and kind of get ready in the fall, and what should someone who didn't do?
Yeah, so the biggest thing this time of year for a lot of people is if they want to try to control crabgrass. So that'd be the crabgrass pre-emergence application. It's a pre-emergence herbicide. Right now, I'd probably say for most people, you know, try to wait a little bit, because it surprised me. I look today, we're still a little bit behind where we were in 2018. Now, that doesn't mean that we're below normal, but I don't recall 2018 being a wonderfully warm spring, so that kind of surprised me a little bit. What we look for with the crabgrass pre-emergence, we always talk about those environmental indicators. For a lot of people, they might see a forsythia bush around. When that's kind of in full bloom, that's usually an indication of it's about that time. We try to get those applications down when we have a soil temp of about 50 to 55 consistently at a 2-inch depth. Now, when I looked just this morning, 32, you know, and certainly that can go up quickly, yeah. You know, with some nice, sunny, warm days, and especially if the nighttime temps now start to get out of below freezing category, you can see those soil temps increase dramatically. But as a ballpark for most homeowners, especially in the kind of the lower part of the mitten, around April 15th-ish is generally a good guide. As you get further north, of course, that backs up into later and later. But so kind of back to your question, what should you do now? If you fertilized last fall and you're not going to do crabgrass pre-emergence because you don't have a crabgrass issue, probably wouldn't do a whole lot. I might wait until like late April, even early May, before considering putting a fertilizer application down. What a lot of times I tell homeowners, wait till it actually grows. Wait till you actually mow. And you probably heard me use this term before, not recreational mowing. You know, there's a lot of us that are just looking to get outside right now, and don't chase the mowing height. Don't lower the cutting deck to try to clip turf. Let it warm up and grow on its own, and then maybe consider a fertilizer application if you want to do that. If you didn't do anything, I'd probably do about the same. It depends on that crabgrass pre-emergence. If you do that, that has a fertilizer carrier with it. So that would be, you know, roughly mid-April-ish in the lower part of the state. That would be your fertilizer application going on with it. For those that, you know, aren't worried about either of those things, you want to get outside, go pick up sticks. Lately, you know, remove the dog leavings from all winter long across your yard like I have. Those types of things to get outside. But give the turf a little bit of a chance to catch up.
So Kevin Frank, MSU turf specialist, I think you want to remind people, though, too, anytime they put something down, make sure it stays on the turf.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we have a Fertilizer Act in the state, and there's a couple things they talked about in that Fertilizer Act. One is always a reminder of phosphorus applications. Unless you have a soil test that indicates need, you're not going to apply phosphorus. You can't legally apply phosphorus. Most of the homeowners slash commercial type products don't even have phosphorus in the analysis anymore. So that's something that helps you there if you're not remembering it. Like you said, always contain prills or particles, granules, whatever you want to call them, on the turf. If they get on sidewalks or your driveway, just try to, you know, if you have a backpack blower, blow them back into the turf or sweep them, whatever you can to just get them back on the turf grass.
Kevin, you touched on mowing earlier, but more on your mowing philosophy and leaving the clippings.
Yeah, absolutely. You might look at the first mowing when you get there that could be a time you pick up clippings, just because sometimes you got a lot of dead material in there. And just big thing we haven't talked about is, did you get the leaves cleaned up last fall? Yeah. There's a lot of people with the way the weather was and we got really wet that they didn't get their leaves cleaned up. So that's something, if you didn't get that done last fall, get out there with a rake, because they're going to be matted to the ground. You're not going to be able to mow them. You're going to have to get a little exercise and get those clipped up or picked up. You can even mulch them if they're dry enough, and you can mulch them back into the turf. But that's probably something some people are going to have to deal with, I would guess.
And Kevin, you do a lot of work with Michigan's golf courses too. So similar question from the top of our conversation. What did the winter present as challenges for them, and how does their season look?
I don't know for sure on everywhere, because I think downstate we're okay. I know up north they did have some pretty significant ice cover in some locations, and that's just kind of getting off right now, although it seems like it should have been off a while ago. So we'll find out probably in the next week or two if there was any damage. I'm hopeful there wasn't. I think majority of the state is in good shape, but there's probably still a question mark here or there. And any winter in Michigan on golf courses, it doesn't surprise me if somebody lost grass somewhere. It's just generally the extent of it. Is it small patches or is it huge patches that are really going to cause people to lose sleep?
So, Kevin, just summarize what homeowners should be thinking about as our lawns spring.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, just to review quickly, go out, you know, do some rough cleanup if you got sticks and stuff, and maybe leaf raking, even some of the dead material, you can gently stand it up. Don't try to chase it with a mower at this point. Let it grow. If you're going to do crabgrass pre-emergence, you're probably a couple weeks away would be my guess, unless we really ramp up in temperatures in a hurry. And kind of, you know, if you do the crabgrass pre-emergence, it's got fertilizer with it. If you don't do that because you don't have a crabgrass problem every year, wait till probably late April, maybe even early May, and then hit it with a fertilizer application.
Kevin, thanks as always for sharing your expertise with us.
Thank you.
Kevin Frank, he's an MSU Extension turf specialist and an associate professor in Michigan State University's renowned Department of Plant, Soil, and Microbial Sciences. There's a lot more online at turf.msu.edu, and you can follow Kevin on Twitter at MSU Turf. And I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.